Emma, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining me. Now, firstly, what are the factors at play that have caused this ongoing issue of regional doctor shortages in Australia?
Look, it is multifactorial. It started generations ago when there weren't enough medical students coming through the system to support those rural and regional areas. We're now caught up on that. There's plenty of medical students coming through. In fact, more and more have been allocated over the last 10 years. So we're graduating quite a good amount of medical students. We just need to sort out what happens once you finish medical school and try and improve the pathways into becoming a rural GP or rural generalist in an area that you love to spend your time in.
With some of the other initiatives that have been taken to try and improve the number of regional GPs, like pay packages, why have these fell short of being able to help the issue in a significant way?
Well, I think all of those things have proven that it's not just about the money, but it's more about the workforce opportunities. So who else is in the town that you're going to? Do you have support? Are there people that you can go to for help? Are there other people to do the on-call? Certainly being a sole GP in a small town is a big ask. Being on call 24/7, 365 days a year, often without other support or without locum support who can come and give you a break for a few weeks, that's a huge ask. So really, we know that we need more than money. We actually need to look at all of these factors and try and improve these for our rural doctors. So it's not just about getting one doctor to a town, it's about getting four doctors to a town.
Yeah, and improving their general spread, I suppose. Well, now to turn to this new appointment of a rural health commissioner, what do you think this appointment by the government does signify?
Look, RDA and RDA New South Wales are very excited by this appointment. This is the government showing that rural health is a priority on a federal basis, not just within New South Wales. We know that we need to improve some of these workforce things. And his first job as the commissioner is to look at streamlining the pathways from medical school into becoming a fully qualified doctor working in a rural area with extra expertise, so emergency obstetrics or anaesthetic medicine. How do you get there at the end? So that's what his first job off the ranks is to do. And we hope that he can help us get doctors into these very poorly resourced towns.
If you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Dr. Emma Cunningham, the President of the Rural Doctors Association of New South Wales, about the shortage of doctors in rural Australia and the new appointment of a Rural Health Commissioner. Now, Emma, the Commissioner's first priority is to develop the National Rural Generalist Pathways.
That's right.
And you spoke a little bit about trying to improve pathways, but can you tell us specifically a little bit about this program?
Absolutely. So when you become a cardiologist or an orthopaedic surgeon working in a big city, a lot of your training is very set out for you. So you do your first few years in the hospital, then you get onto this training program and you follow the training through to the end and you come out as an orthopaedic surgeon or a cardiologist working in those big regional or city areas. The challenge has been over the last few years is working out what pathways get you to working as a rural doctor. So what skills do we need as a rural doctor? And often those skills are more varied than they would be for our urban counterparts. Yes, we need to do general practice, we need to do chronic care, we need to do the acute things that come into our rooms every day. But we also need to be able to handle the emergencies that come into our emergency department. We need to potentially deliver babies in those slightly larger rural areas. And someone needs to provide an anaesthetic service so we can do surgery or help with those baby deliveries in times where they might need a Caesar. So all of those are services and skills that are a bit more above what you'd expect from an urban GP. And so we need to work out how do we get to that end point? How do we get these skilled doctors working out in the country? And that's what this rural generalist pathway and the commissioner will be looking at doing is firstly identifying the needs, and certainly I'm currently in a town in southern New South Wales that is desperate for doctors with some emergency skills, and so we know that the need is there, So we now need to work out how do we get doctors trained up into that skill and into those towns providing those services to our rural patients.
Mm. Well, one final question for you, Emma, sort of stemming off all that you did just say, what other actions with this new commissioner in place would you and I suppose the Rural Doctors Association more broadly like to see taken? And what do you think would be positive steps in helping to improve the shortage of doctors in rural Australia?
Look, I think this is going to be a big question for the commissioner. I think that it is a bit of a watch this space environment that we're looking to assist him in any way that we can, and hopefully he will come up with some ideas to help get these people working into the areas that are needed.
Well, Emma, thanks so much for joining me this morning to talk about what's going on with this issue and to, give some details of the good news with this new appointment. Thanks for your time.
I'll look forward to speaking to you again. Thank you.